Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to Midweek Bible Study. Today is May the 5th, 2021. What an awesome day it is to praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each of you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before your holy presence, and we say thank you that you are Lord. Thank you that you are our King. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are always present with us, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are Lord, that you are the King of kings, that you are the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. We just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving right now for what you've done, what you're about to do. We come seeking your face. We come honoring you to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You're almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. We say hallelujah. We bind up every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit in the name of Jesus. We say get off of here right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare people will be able to call in without any hindrances in the name, without any blocks in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Elyon. Oh, yeah, you are the Most High God, the most powerful God, the only true and living God. You are Jehovah Adonai, our Lord and our King. What a mighty God you are. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. We thank you for healing us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, in every way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shaddai, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You are awesome in all your ways. You are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. You're the one who provides life and godliness. You're the one who give us life. You breathe your breath into us, and we became living souls. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is holy. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for cutting everything out of us that's not like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we agree with your plan. We thank you that you have great plans for us, your children, in the name of Jesus, and that your plan is better than a will, better than a legacy. You have blessings for us, oh God. Blessing. You bless your children. Oh, yeah, you bless us mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord running us down and chasing us, taking us over. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is our banner. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shema. Oh, yeah, you are present with us. You are omnipresent. You are here. You are there. There is no place that you are not. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are Jehovah Sitkanu, a righteous King, a mighty God, Almighty Father, Almighty Lord. Nothing is impossible to you. We come to repent before you, Father, for every way that we have sinned against you, the Most High God. As David said, you only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory because you are the Almighty Father. You deserve more glory, more honor, more praise than we can give you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you today, oh God, that we can say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, you are so honorable, oh God. You are so honorable. Oh, we honor you. We honor your presence, oh God. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah to our King of Kings. Hallelujah to our Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We honor your presence, oh God. We can't move without your presence. We can't breathe without your presence. We can't do anything without you, oh God. Have your way in us. Have your way in us. Have your way in us. Do a mighty work in us today. on Wednesday midweek Bible study, Lord God. We surrender all to you. We surrender all to Jesus. We surrender all to you. We surrender all in the mighty name of Jesus, in the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis to Revelation, the New Testament, the Old Testament. We love the Word. We are Bible reading, Bible believing, Bible obeying people. We got to obey the Word daily, daily walking close to Him. We got to obey what the Lord says for us to do. And the only way we're going to know is to open His Word and even to hear His voice directly. He's a mighty King. He's the Almighty Father. You know who He is? Yes, the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who blew His breath into our body. And we are living today. We thank God. We thank God. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We appreciate each one of you for coming on. And I thank God for ordering our steps. God, He orders our steps. He said the good steps, the steps of a good person are ordered by Him. So we are thanking Him that He's ordering our steps, because I don't know which way to go. We may step on a coronavirus landmine. We may step in the wrong direction. Quicksand. You know how it goes. We don't know. But when we are led by Him, He leads us in the right direction. Well, we are so grateful. You know, we love to praise the Lord. The Word of God in Psalms 150 says, number 1-6, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dance. Praise Him with the string instruments and organs. Praise Him among the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to read that one again. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Now, you know the animals got breath. Yeah, they praise the Lord in their way. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So we are praising the Lord together. It says, Psalms 150, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We are praising our God today. He's a mighty God, a holy God. He's the ruler of our nation. I know you think it's the president. Uh-uh. God is the ruler of our nation. He's the one who rules the nation. Oh, yeah, He said He turned the heart of a king wherever way He wanted to turn. So He is the ruler of the nation. He's the ruler of our households when we let Him be. Yep. So I thank God. You know, He's the ruler now. Yeah, He's the supreme ruler, supreme God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Don't you just love our God? He is, you know, He ordered us to love Him. But, you know, regardless, He said the first commandment. He gave us commandments. He said, love me. That's the first commandment. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Now, that's a lot of loving. That's a lot of loving. That means we got to not be distracted, shut everything down. All right, that's going to cause a lot. Now, you know Goliath was strong, and you know Samson was strong, but we got to be stronger than that. We got to learn to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And you know he said the second commandment. These are commandments. These are not wishes. The second commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. That's the first one. The second one is like unto that. We got to love each other. I know everybody got their ways. Oh, you know, she got her ways. He got his ways. But he didn't say if they're lovable. No, God said love them in spite of. Yeah, love them, love them, love them, love them, love them. I know you may not like auntie so-and-so, uncle so-and-so, cousin this cousin, that one, sister, brother, whomever. But God said he ain't worried about that. Love them anyway. He's such a great God. Well, we have Minister Glory Dean Charlo on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. And I mean, her fingers can move on the keyboard. Her voice is like the, you know, like the angels taught her to sing. Yeah, so, you know, here she is, 85 years young, still praising the Lord. Good afternoon, Minister Glory Dean Charlo. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing fine. I thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for my healing today.
Glory to
Jesus.
Glory to
Jesus.
Can you
hear me?
Can you hear that echo? Glory to Jesus. Can you hear the echo?
I don't hear no echo, but I can hear you speaking well.
Oh, okay. All right. What are you going to sing today?
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
You ready for me?
What are you going to sing today? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a short song. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
All right.
All right.
Love with the love of the Lord. I love that one. Thank you. so much. I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Minister Glory Dean. We have Minister Vivian Collins from Marrero. We're going to ask her if she would have a song that she would sing for us today, song of praise.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sweet Holy Spirit. There's nothing like the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the direction we need to go in. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank God for, yes, we'll love the Lord. Oh, my God. We'll love with the love of the Lord. And sweet Holy Spirit, we thank God. Well, we have Sister Mary Nichols on here with us from, she'll tell us. Sister Mary Nichols, I know where she's from. I just can't call it right now. We're going to ask her if she's available to pray for Sister Thelma's family. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed.
Amen. Well, our sister that used to come on here every Wednesday, faithful listener, and she went home to be with the Lord last week. So I'm going to ask you to pray for Sister Thelma's family.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for all that you are, all that you do, all that you are doing and will do, because you hold the future. We want to remember Sister Thelma, who was a faithful participant in the Bible story land. And we just lift up her family in this time as they assess their loss of Sister Thelma, as well as other people who were around her and I'm sure being blessed by her. Lord, we know where she is. She's with you, and she's joyful probably. Well, we know she is. But her family has been left behind. We just ask you, Lord, to give them the comfort and the peace and the joy that they would desire, and that you would just continue to bless them and draw them closer to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that prayer. Yes, I went to her home going, and it was a beautiful home going. I tell you, it was really beautiful. That is so good. Thank God. Well, get your Bibles ready. Time for scripture search. Bibles, Bibles, Bibles. You know how we do it. I give the scripture. You find the scripture, state your name, and read it. All right, the first scripture is going to be in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 9, Verse 17. Verse 1, find it. State your name and read it. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17.
Gloria Dean, Jeremiah 9:17. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come.
Amen. Thank you, Gloria Dean. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome. Good job. All right. Next scripture, Mark 12:12. Find it, state your name, and read it. Mark 12:12. I like to hear the sound of those pages turning. Good job.
Gloria Dean, but I won't do it. I'll let somebody else do it.
Okay.
Mary, Mark 12:12. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they. Was that the right one? Mark 12:12. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good job. Next scripture, Mark 9:13. Mark 9:13.
I got it, Sister G. Yes, ma'am. Brian, Mark 9:13, it says, but I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him.
All right. Thank you, Brian. All right. The next scripture, as soon as you find it, state your name and read it. Psalms 99:1, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Oops, I'm sorry. Psalms 99:1. I'm reading the answer. I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Psalms 99:1.
Gloria Dean.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Gloria Dean, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Amen. Somebody else find it too. State your name and read it.
This is Mary. The Lord reigneth. Okay. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Amen. Good job. So if two or three people find it, y'all can all read it at the same time. Don't matter. John 9:9. Last scripture in this section. John 9:9. What does it say? Scripture search. State your name and read it. What's that? What was it again? John 9:9. Gotta have paper before you and write it down when I give it. John 9, I'm going to treat y'all like I do the young people. I'm going to read it twice and that's it.
Okay.
John 9:9. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I have it. I'm going to say I got something
around me. I have it.
This is Vivian. I have
look here.
Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he.
Wow.
All righty. You know, y'all break the rules. Y'all supposed to say, I got it. You're supposed to state your name and read it. Y'all breaking the rules.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. All right, Bible facts. Now we're going to do it in reverse. I'm going to read the scripture, and you got to find it. Thank God for each of you are on here. I love y'all so much. I have a good time with y'all. I appreciate y'all. All right. So you got to use your iPad, whatever, your mind, whatever, the Holy Spirit, whoever can help you find the scripture. What books of the law says, behold now, the city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape hither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. That's the book of the law. Behold, now, this city is near to flee unto, and it's... Somebody got it? Y'all can just stop me if you got it now. I'll read it again. It's the book of the law, and this book of the law says, this city, behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. It's the book of the law. Y'all know the book of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Where is that one? I hear you, Sister Mary.
I know it's a lot.
All right. Come on, y'all. Type that in and sign that scripture. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is this not a little one? Somebody got it?
I found it, Sister G. Genesis 19, verse 20. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live?
Yep. Sister Mary going to come over your house, Brother Brian, with the belt, because she don't even know your name. You got to say, Brother Brian, and read the scripture, y'all. We got to know each other. I know God know our name, but everybody else don't know. So while you're wasting
Amen.
Your breath and saying, I got it, just say, Brian, read it. Then read it.
Yes, yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Here we go. Next one. Which book of poetry? Y'all know the books of poetry? Y'all better know. You got to know which book of poetry. Is that way you can find it quicker. Which book of poetry says, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations? Y'all know the books of poetry? Thy seed will I establish forever. State your name and read it. And build up thy throne to all generations. State your name and read it. Thy seed will I establish forever. and build up thy throne to all generations. Y'all know the books of poetry? Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Come on, y'all. Y'all, we need to review those? Which? This is in the book of poetry.
It's
in the book of poetry.
Oh, okay.
Book of poetry.
Psalm.
Tell the gentleman, is that your husband? He can join us too.
I didn't get that.
Mr. Mary, tell your husband he can join us too.
Okay. Heard you.
I got you. I heard it. He said, what book did he say? I heard it. Thy seed will lie established forever. And build up thy throne to all generations. Where is that found? Come on, type it in, y'all. Got some Bible scholars on here.
Hi, Sister D. It's Tawana.
Okay, go ahead.
It's found in
Just
Psalms.
Call your name.
It's found in Psalms. It's called. It's found in Psalms. 89:4.
Okay.
And it says, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. And that's the NIV.
Amen. Good job. Hallelujah. You guys are brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. All right. We're keeping on moving. This one is, which is one of the books of history from the Old Testament. You know we got books of history in the New Testament, but this is book of history in the Old Testament. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it therein day and night. Where is that one? I know y'all know it, so just all you got to do is read it. State your name and read it.
That's that one.
Joshua. You got it. I hear you, Gloria Dean. You got it. You giving the answer away,
like,
Gloria
Dean. Sound like Joshua 1 and 8. I mean, I don't want to mess up.
But you giving the answer away to people. You got to find it. You can't be telling the answer. We taking a test. It's a test.
My pages are not turning fast.
Thank you. This is Mary. Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen. That's it. I got some Bible scholars on here. Y'all doing good. All right. Next scripture. We got two more. This number 4. Which book of the epistles? Y'all know what the epistles are. You know, that's the word for letters. Which book of the epistles says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I know Gloria Dean know it, but don't you give the answer away, Gloria Dean.
I have a suggestion. Brian, this is Hebrews 11 and 1.
Yep.
And read it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Go ahead, Brother Brian. You cooking now. You did it good. Stated your name and read it. Good job. Wow. Last one, this section. Y'all did so good. I'm so proud of y'all. Last one. This is an epistle also. I'm going to give y'all a little test. What's an epistle? What's another word for epistle? State your name and tell.
Sister Laney, another word for epistle is letter.
Letter. Thank you, Sister Laney. All right. This one says, I know everybody on here knows this one, but you got to read it. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Come on, y'all, find it and read it.
Sister Laney, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men.
Amen. Thank you. Woo! Y'all can give yourselves a big old hug. Y'all did super today. I'm so proud of y'all. Now let me see who's going to be able to give themselves a hug for the homework. Who did the homework? Work at your home. Instead of looking at the, you know, the love of life or as the world turns, you can look at, turn the pages in the Word. Go to Genesis 33. We had homework. So I'm going to ask somebody to pray for America. Brother Brian, you want to pray for America for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this time that you have given us to be on here once again in your presence, Lord. Right now, God, we come to you as a Father, God. We pray that you will heal our country, God, that you will be with us continually, God, that you will hear the cries of all of your people, God, and you will deliver them for whatever situation they're in, God. Heal those that need to be healed, God. Save those who need to be saved, God. Comfort those who are sick, God. Comfort those who are alone, God. Be with them in their times of need, God. And I pray that you will continue to help the people that are doing well right now, God. Continue to let them know that you're in their lives and you're doing a great work in their lives, God. Continue to bless them exceedingly and abundantly, God, above all that we can ask or think, God. And continue to just be with us, God. Be with us in this time, God. Lord, I pray for our president. I pray for our vice president. I pray for all of Congress, God. I pray for everyone that's in work. I pray for all of the doctors, all of the nurses, all of the caretakers, God, all of the teachers, all of the encouragers, all of the leaders, God. I pray for everyone that's in those positions and those that are below those positions, God. I pray for all of the working class, God, everyone who goes to work every day and come home, God. I pray for those who are in need, God, those who are in need financially, God, those who are in need spiritually, God. I pray that you will be with them as well, God. Continue to do a work in their lives, God. Show them up, show up and show out, God. Extend your hand and let them know that you are who you say you are, God. Let them know that you are the great I am that I am, God, that you are any and everything that we all need, God. And I pray that you continue to do all of these things, God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. That was an awesome prayer for America, our great country. One nation under God. One nation under God. We're calling it forth. One nation under God. Well, we need somebody to pray for families. Families. Who want to pray for the families of the world? Sister Lane, Vivian. Sister Vivian, would
yes,
you pray
ma'am.
For the families of the world?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was coming around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we can't help but thank you for such a great thing that you have done, oh, God. You created man, oh, God, and so that he was lonely and then gave him a helpmeet, God, that they may produce. Oh, God, this world, oh, God, have families now created all over the world, Lord. Families. There is mothers, fathers, grandfathers, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. God, to make up this total family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the birthright, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we approach this Mother's Day time that they are celebrating, we pray that families, oh God, be drawn close to you. So many have been torn and battered, God. So many, oh God, the enemy has, oh God, oh Father God, broken them down and made them bow. But God, we pray right now that families will
will find, oh God, their purpose and know the purpose. And, oh God, Father God, draw close to you, oh Father God, and not let the enemy separate them through anger, malice, oh God, rebellion, oh God, in it, because we know what you said, oh God, about rebellion as a sin or witchcraft, God. Oh, Father God, every witchcraft purpose that, oh God, that have purposely tried to break up families, we curse it at the root and say it's null and void, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we lift up our families, God, that they'll be holy families, oh God. Father, families that's going to serve you, God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul. The man is the priest of his home, oh God. The woman, oh God, in her rightful place, oh God. Oh, the children being obedient, God. We're speaking it, God. You told us to speak it into the air. Oh, God, we're speaking it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against our family shall prosper, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God. Oh, Father, as I looked at Abraham and his family, as I looked at just we have studied about it, Jacob and his family, and oh, God, all the families as they separated and went their ways, oh, God. How, oh, God, the enemy stepped in so many times, oh, God. Father, where they wanted to kill, the brother wanted to kill, so, oh, God, the mother took up for the son. God, is so many things have gone on in the family. But God, we pray every, oh, God, every bit of the enemy out right now, God. We say make them so ever whole, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Build them up, oh, God, where, oh, God, and make them strong and stand together, oh, God, and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for every family this weekend, God, that will gather and celebrate their mother in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, for strong families in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome prayer. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. Y'all know what time it is. Who can tell me what time it is right now? I ain't talking about the clock time. Who can tell me what time is it?
Homework time.
Homework time. That's the time we love homework.
Yippee, yippee. It's homework time.
Huh? What you say, Sister Mary? I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to me, Sister Mary.
Was I supposed to say, this is Mary, first?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Mary. Yippee! It's home time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Homework time. That's it. All right, Sister Mary, you ready to do your homework first?
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Chapter 33. First question. When
chapter
Jacob.
Chapter 33 or what? Romans 33 or Psalm 33?
Right. Okay. Now, that was Genesis 33. Thank you.
Okay.
Verse 1. How many soldiers or servants did Esau bring with him to meet Jacob?
Sister Vivian, he brought 400 men.
Yes, that's correct. And then the next question is, and this will actually cover verses 2 and 3. What was the lineup of Joseph's wives and concubines and children as they came to Esau? What was the lineup that the wives and children were presented in?
Sister Lainey in verse 2, it says that Leah and her children were a front, and Rachel and Joseph were a hindermost in the back.
Would you read that verse?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost.
Okay. So you want to change your answer, your original answer?
Well, the handmaids were a part of it, too. Still, Leah and the children were, and he put the handmaids and their children foremost. Okay. The handmaids and their children were first, then Leah and her children, then Rachel and Joseph. That's
that
one,
is
two, three.
Correct. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
So is that question number two? Esau was very impressed with all of these people who were coming up to him. In verse 8, what was Esau's question? Verse 8.
Mr. Vivian, the question was, what is the meaning of all the people?
Yes. Yes, that was. And would you read verse 8?
And he said, what is the meaning of all these roads which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord.
Mm-hmm. So that was Jacob's answer to Esau's question. And the last one, for verse 11, why did Jacob put the wives and the children in the cattle and sheep? Why did he put them first? Verse 11.
This the question?
Yes. Why did Jacob send his wives and children and the animals, why did he send them first?
I was 33 and what verse?
11.
Oh. Why did he put them first?
Well, why did he send all of the family and the animals ahead of him? What did Jacob want Esau to do?
Praise God, Sister Vivian, I'm thinking you're asking. Because God had dealt with him graciously and he had enough.
Okay, and verse 11, what did Jacob want Esau to do?
To take, accept his blessing.
Okay.
This is Gloria Dean. It says in chapter, in verse 10, it says that, and Jacob said, Leah, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face. I had seen the face of God, and thou hast pleased with me. That I thought that would be the answer, but, you know, maybe I didn't quite understand.
Okay. But He just basically wanted in 11, say, take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it.
Okay. All right, I understand.
All right, thank you, Mary. Awesome. Awesome job. All right, who's next
thank
for homework?
You. Sister Laney, I'll go. To catch
okay.
up, I was late coming on class. I apologize for being late. Genesis 33 and verse 3. How many times did Jacob bow down to his brother as he approached him? How many times did he bow down? Verse 3.
Well, that's fine. Okay, 33 and 3. He bowed down 7 times.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Next one, verse 4. What did Esau do when he was nearest to Jacob? Well, when he got to Jacob, what there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that Esau did. It's all in verse 4. What are the actions that Esau did when he got to his brother? Well,
He embraced him, he fell on his neck, and he kissed him, and they wept.
That's right. He ran to him first, and then all those wonderful things. I find that incredible that they had been wounded, and now they were reconciled. All right, verse 11. After Esau refused Jacob's gift, what was the conclusion of the matter in verse 11? I think that was already discussed. Anybody want to reiterate that? So after Esau refused Jacob's gift, what was the conclusion of the matter in verse 11?
At the very end, he took it.
That's right. He finally took the gift to show the appreciation to his brother for offering it. Number 15. What did Esau do when Jacob told him about his hardships in his journey? You know, that, you know, the tenderness and the tiredness and a flock being, what did Esau do when Jacob told him about his hardships along the journey? Esau offered something to him. What did he say? Verse 15.
What did Esau promise him? Well, I think that's when he promised him about, let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me. And he said, what need it? Let me find grace in the sight of thy Lord. And he wanted to send some folk to go help to bring Jacob's family Canaan, so he wanted to help with them, so he wanted to send some of his men with them.
That's right, to make his journey his burden a little lighter. Take some of my folk. That's fascinating also. Yes, ma'am. Let's go to 19. Joseph continued to enlarge his territory by buying a parcel of field. How much did he pay for the parcel of field? Verse 19. Yes, ma'am.
Mary, 100 pieces of money.
Right, and that's interpreted when I looked it up. Pieces of money, they had several words that were hard, but the other two words said that pieces of money was probably silver and gold, some kind of metal coins.
Yeah,
all right,
gold.
Those are my five. Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Awesome job. Thank you. Awesome. Amen. Who's next? Y'all doing good. Keep up the good work. Sister Vivian, I'll go next then.
Okay.
The first one was asked by Sister Mary, so I'll skip that one. 33 and 11 also was answered, but what did he all? I will ask another part of that. What gift was offered to him? Did Esau accept the gift, and what kind of gift was offered to him? 33 and 11.
I don't. This is Mary, and I don't know. I'm thinking he offered the gift of his blessing that was brought with him. And yes, there were material things, the families, the goats and sheep or whatever. But I think the gift really was the blessing.
You mean that's number 10? 11? Oh.
11.
11.
Yeah.
11. Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. And then the next one was 33 and 15, so that was answered. So let's go to 16. Where did he, so where did Esau return to in 16?
He returned, Gloria Dean, he returned to Seir.
Yes. And
Esau
what was
returned to Seir.
What was 33 and 20, what was Jacob also called?
Oh, it's called Gloria Dean, and 20. It was called El Elohi, Israel.
Okay, 33 and 19. Jacob built a house and called it Sekel, and he brought a parcel of what? And he spread what?
Oh, he put his 19 Glory Dean tent. He put his tent there. He put it. Oh, put his tent there.
Yeah, but what was the parcel? A parcel of
land.
What?
He brought a parcel of the
land. He brought a part of the field. Yeah. Oh, okay. That. Oh, yeah.
And he spread what there?
His tent.
Yes. So that's my question.
Oh, well, I thought I answered.
All right. Y'all doing good?
All right.
Thank you, Sister Vivian. I want to give y'all a little clue. While people doing their homework, those who didn't do their homework, you could be writing your answers down, your questions down. It's a clue. People who didn't do their homework, while the ones who giving theirs, you could be writing yours down. That's a clue.
Okay, well, I have
Who's
some
next?
Questions. I got some questions, Gloria Dean.
Right.
But my questions are not coming in 33. Only one in 33, and it was answered about how many times did Jacob bow down before his brother. That was 33 and 3. That's the only one I got out of 33. But mine came out of 31 and 19, chapter 31 and 19. And the question is, and I know everybody probably knew it, who stole Laban's images, his false gods?
Okay. We got to stay in 33, though. That's what we're doing.
31:19.
We'll do that one, but we're in 33. We did 31 already. Go ahead.
Well, I can't do 31. I did 33, but I'm mistaken. I got 31. I got 31 and 32.
No. I want you to stick to the text that we have today because people may not. We read that a few weeks ago. So, yeah.
I just was bringing back some.
Okay. We covered it already. Yeah.
All right.
So
I won't deal with
future,
that.
Yeah, for future, just deal with the scripture that we got for today.
Okay. I
All
will.
Right. Thank you. Got any more?
No, I just have.
All right, Gloria. You're gonna be. That's okay. You're gonna be doing the summary in a few minutes, though. So who else did the homework? Talana, Sister Talana, you did your homework?
No, ma'am, I didn't this week.
All right. Who else did homework?
I know Sister Deidre at work, so she can't talk. But Sister Rose may be at work. She can't talk. Who else? Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. So for the future, if you didn't do your homework before we got on, while other people doing their homework, you could do yours. Clue. That's a clue. All right. Sister Lainey, we missed your song today, so can you sing and play a song for us? And then Sister Glory Dean going to do the summary.
Yes, ma'am. I wrote this song for my mother, and I sung it for her at her funeral. And I sing it often for women on Mother's Day when I get a chance to sing it. So I know we have a lot of women on the line, and I'd like to sing it. It's what we call an a cappella song. But the song,
okay.
I don't have a title for it, but I'll just sing it.
Beautiful
right. is the heart of a woman, a woman who loves her God. How beautiful is the heart of a woman. A woman who loves her God, her God. A woman who loves her God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman. A woman who serves her God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman. A woman who serves her God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman, a woman who walks for God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman, a woman who walks for God. And when she's a mother, oh God, oh, when God makes her a mother, her children will rise and call her blessed. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. She's the woman who's blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful.
Woo.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I want us to give a clap for everybody who did homework. Everybody who did homework, let's give a clap for them, y'all. Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, we're going to be on Genesis 34. And that's a very interesting chapter. Oh, my God. It's a very interesting chapter, but put your seatbelts on when you read it. Because it's something. that chapter 34, that's something. So chapter 34, you know how we do. We pray for America. This is part of the homework. And pray for our family. All right? All right. Minister Glory Dean is going to do a quick summary. Summary of chapter 33, Genesis.
Praise God. We thank God for the chapter. We thank God for Jacob. You know, it's so interesting to read and all about Jacob, you know, and things in his life. But the 33 begins with the four. Jacob heard about the 400 men that he'd be coming. Because as you remember, Jacob, when their father died, Esau said, "When my father dies, I'm gonna get behind Jacob. I'm gonna get behind him." And so Jacob has been so afraid about his brother catching up with him. And he said, and what he did, he divided his children, had them all ready together. You know, he always put Leah, her children, then Rachel, and they had the handmaids. And so when they came, Joseph was there waiting because it was close. So, and what happened when he bowed down seven times right before he had come, gotten to him, that Esau had gotten to him. So when Esau got to him, what happened? Esau grabbed him and hugged him and kissed him. And, you know, and they embraced one another and kissed one another, praise God, and they wept. And that was a beautiful thing. And, you know, I'll just say, I believe that when he was in that garment, he began to pray, and he told an angel, "I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." You see, he's afraid, and he went into prayer. When he went into prayer, God really helped him, and the angel said, "Everything's okay." And he went on because he won that battle, and the angel had to let him go. He said, "I wasn't going to let you go till you change my name." So, you know, he won that in that way of prayer. So we can give God the glory for that, because sometimes we go to a situation where we need a prayer answer right away, and we'll stay before God until it's done. And Jacob did not let go. So we thank God when he did see him coming up, and what he did, he began to have his children, his family, when Esau looked up and saw the family, all these people, all these children, said, "What is this? Who is this?" And David and Jacob say, "Well, these are my God children that the God so graciously gave to me, praise God." And what he had them to do, had all of them one at a time and to come forward and bow down before Esau. They all bowed down for him, before him, hallelujah. Praise God. And you see, Jacob had already lined them up. And he came in that line and they bowed before their uncle. Praise God. Well, not their uncle, well, we can say that, but before his brother. And in other words, and then he thought about the gifts. He said, "What meanest thou?" You know, he said, these are about the gifts. He really told him that he really didn't want the gifts. He said, "Because I have enough. I don't need anything." See, I'm going on. He said, I don't really need it, but he told him, say, keep it for yourself. But David said, no, I want you to have this gift. I want you to have it because how I face to face, how you, I told you, your face and everything, your peace on your face, and all this was about God. He said, and he thought about the fight with the angel and everything. And he said, they all got a little bit, and he said, no, you keep it, I pray thee. You know, he urged him to keep it, praise God, and he went on, he kept it. Praise God, he said, because I pray thee my blessing that is brought to thee, because God had dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. It's 11, as he saw. As Esau saying this, and he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee." Oh, so Esau was on his way to Seir, and Jacob was on his way to Canaan land, and he got everything together, and his flocks and his children, his family and everything, and he got the cattle and everything. Esau said, "Let me leave with thee some of the folks that are with me." You see, Jacob had his family, but he told him no, to go on ahead. He didn't want him to do that. He told him to go forth, and he'll just lead his family himself, because it had to go slow with his family, you know, and his cattle. He didn't want anything to happen, so he wanted to take his time to go into Canaan land. Praise God. So we thank God, and that's exactly what he did. So Esau went on his way to Seir, and Jacob went on his way to Shechem, to Canaan. And when he came into Canaan, he went to a place called Succoth and built a house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth because that means huts were built there. He built things for his animals. And then it's called Huts. I looked it up and see Huts. That's a city where he was. And then Jacob, when he came to Shechem, a city in Shechem. And it's in Canaan land. It's in Canaan. And when he came from Padan Aram and pitched his tent there, before that he had sent his city, he had done that before. And when he got there, he bought a parcel of land, parcel of field, where he spread his tent and the hand of the children. And who he got it from was the hand of the children of Hamah and Shechem's father for 100 pieces of money. And there he erected an altar called the Elohim Israel. And what happened when he got there is because Canaan is where he really wanted to go. And God really helped him and took all the fear out of him, because he's really practicing everything else because he's his brother. But I said to God, you know, that he made it to Canaan land. And what happened was, I believe, God gave him a chance, took the fear out of him, and he had that fight with the animals, and God knew everything would be at peace. So everything was at peace with his brother because he told him, I'm not going to let go, God, till you bless me. I'm not going to let go till you bless me. And he blessed him. And the angel said, what is your name? He said, Jacob. See, now your name, since you're content with the Lord face to face with God, your name is going to be called Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one that's seen face to face with God. So I thank God for the lesson, because it just took the fear out of him, and it took prayer for him to go for God. And I thank God how the brothers came together and how God began to really take care of Esau and took all of that mess out of all that meanness and all that things, that animosity and hate that he had for his brother. And through the prayers, look what prayer can do. It took away all of that out of Esau. He was so happy to see his brother too. You know, sometimes you're like that. In families, you have arguments with one another and everything, and you get away from one another and everything. And guess what? Praise God. When you see your brothers or sisters, you come together, and you hug me. You're so happy that you can come together again. And all that other feeling, all that other stuff will just go away. It'll go away because, God, it takes prayer. It takes prayer for one of you to go forth. And David was one that prayed for his family, and we too could be the one to pray for our families to come together. Could be your brother, could be your sister, or whatever. Praise God. And that happens in life. With 9 children I have, I know how one can go against the other, get angry, and be a long time before they come together. But there's always circumstances that happens that bring them together again. And we thank God for that. I thank God for the word today. I thank God for the lessons that will be coming up next. So God bless you today. Thank you.
Amen. Let's give her a clap, y'all. Amen. All right. So I thank God for each of you coming on the line. I'm telling them to give you a clap, and I muted the line because we had phones ringing and what have you. So I'm sorry I muted the line, but I'm unmuting all the lines now. So you can hear people in just a minute. Going to give you a clap. Oh, my God. Clap, clap, clap. Because that was an awesome lesson. I love that summary that you did, Minister Glory Jean. It was beautiful. All right, now all the lines are unmuted, so we can give her a clap. Come on, y'all. Clap, clap.
Amen.
Amen. Well, people been mentioning, you know that special day is coming up. You know the one who gave birth to us. You know the one who went in the delivery room and pushed. That's the one we're going to honor right now. So I'm going to say to each of you, Happy Mother's Day. So I want you to listen to our women that have given birth and the ones who are spiritual mothers as well as birth mothers. Titus 2:3 says, the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. So happy Mother's Day. Dear Mother, mothers, we hold you in high esteem as a birth mother, as a spiritual mother. We love you dearly, and we honor the wisdom that God has given you over the years. We prophesy blessings of wealth, good health, and love, abundance of love to you. We thank God for you being a Proverbs 31 woman. We thank God for the wisdom that comes from your mouth and the law of kindness that's on your tongue. We are rising up today and calling you blessed because you fear God. We praise you. Thank God for your lives, that all the lives that you have touched over the years, not just the ones you gave birth to, but over the years. So here's what mother means. M for mighty, O for origin, T for teacher and trustworthy, H for honorable, E for excellent, R for righteous. So happy Mother's Day to y'all. I love y'all. Happy Mother's Day.
And to you.
Amen. Amen.
All of
you. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, our lesson today, we're going to do a quick... I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry. Okay, our lesson today, the title is called Forgiveness. Forgiveness, a necessary part of our walk with God. Forgiveness is a necessary part of our walk with God. You might say, but I don't know what I did. You might say, but you don't know what she or he did. We have all, you know, done something to other people. And most of the times, I believe it's unintentional. So it's how we look at it. So, you know, sometimes we say, well, she did this to me, he did that to me, they did that to me. But forgiveness is required. You say, but you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how they treated me. They did this here, they did that. They did so much to me, and I'm so tired of it. But forgiveness is a natural part of our walk with God. Forgiveness is required. But guess what's not required? Recording what they did. We don't need to record what they did. We need to be like Jesus and say, Lord, forgive them for what they did to me. Forgiveness is the key. Do not. Now, this is for me, too, because I got to really learn this. Do not speak of the wrong doing that people did to you. I'm guilty. Children, you know how children are. They'll fight and they'll fuss. And about 10 minutes later, they're hugging each other. You see, I thought, but parents have to be careful, grandparents, not to get to know those children fight. Because they're going to get over it quickly. So forgiveness is a necessary part of our walk with God. David said, Lord, you know what? David was really, really upset. He was so upset that he was upset because of his friend. I'm going to read it to you in Psalm 55. All righty. Sounds like somebody needs some water. Psalm 55, this is what David said. All right, give me just a minute. I'll put everybody's phone back on mute. Got a little something going on in it, in the background. And it's just, you know, but you understand. So I'm just going to put it on mute for a few minutes while I bring the message. But David said in Psalm 55, give ear, listen to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from the supplications. Attend unto me and hear my prayer. Hear my prayer, Lord. Now look at, and he said, because of the voice of the enemy. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and I make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had the wings like a dove, for I will fly away and be at rest. Lo, then, I will wander afar off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten to escape from the windy storm and the tempest. Now, I'm going to skip down. Well, no, I'm not. David said, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. Talking about this enemy. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief is also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness in the midst thereof, deceit and guile depart from their streets. Now listen to this. This is David saying how he was feeling. He said, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. It wasn't an enemy that came upon me. He said, then I could have borne it. I could have understood it. If it had been my enemy, neither was it he who hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I could have hid myself from him. But no, it was a man my equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. And I'm not going to read no more because David was, you know, he was putting a curse on the man. He said, look here, I want you to do this to him, Lord. But, you know, forgiveness is a necessary part of our walk with God. So David was mad. He said, look here, Lord, it wasn't them people who hate me. It wasn't even my enemy. I could have understood it because I could hide from them. I go in my house, I could shut down the cell phone, I could close my door, but no, we went to church together. Every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Thursday, every time the doors open, we were at church. We even went out to eat together. We went over to each other's house and our families and our children played together. It was that one that stabbed me. It was that one that pained me in my heart. I wasn't expecting that, Lord. I wasn't expecting that, you know, the one that go to church with me. I thought that they would know better. I never thought, Lord, that they would hurt me and my heart would be so hurt that you know, it was hard for me to forgive. But David forgave them. Forgiveness is a necessary part of our walk with God. Now, remember, it could be a family member. It could be your sister. Could be your brother, and I'm talking about your birth parents that came against you. But we got to forgive them. And sometimes people do things to other people. They don't know it. And sometimes they do know it. They say, yeah, they had a luncheon. All my sisters went to lunch, but they ain't tell me. One of my friends saw them out, and they told me about it. You know how people do stuff. They say, yeah, my brothers, you know, in the frat house, they went to out the country on a cruise, and they ain't even invite me. You know, things happen. Well, this is what we have to know, that we, I'm talking about each one of us on here, have crucified Jesus again, not just one time, over and over. Every time we sin, we crucify Christ again. And you know what he already said to the Father? He said, Father, forgive Caritha, for she don't know what she's doing. Forgive her, Lord. You know she done nailed my hands to the cross again? Uh-uh. And she put the throne across. Uh-uh. Lord, forgive Caritha, because she keep on doing it over and over and over again. So I want to ask you a question. Who did you betray? Did your friend tell you a secret and you betrayed him? Who did you betray? Do you have a Judas spirit or a Judas spirit in your family? Did you betray God again over and over and over? Psalms 140 says, deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from the violent man who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war, not for peace, for war. They sharpen their tongues, not their sword. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of axe is under their lips. O Lord, from the hands of the wicked, deliver me, preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to make my steps stumble. Now, you know what? We have to think about this. We know other people do stuff. Sometimes they know it, sometimes they don't. You know, when you were growing up, your friends got together on the phone, they would talk about you, and even in the church. Sometimes the sisters get together, they got these little, you know, these little cliques, and the brothers got the little cliques, and they smile in your face but stabbing you in the back. You know that song? That's an old song from way back. So, you know, David, he was kind of upset. You know, it hurts. It hurts your heart so much when someone do something to you. And you know, you see them at church, and they look the other way like they don't see you. And you go like, well, I know they saw me. You know what you do? You go up to them and you hug them, say, sister, brother, did I do something to you? Did I offend you? Forgive me. Forgive them. But they don't know what they're doing. We got to learn to forgive one another. We got to learn, you know, to let it go. Let it go. Don't keep on holding on to it. Let it go. Psalms 12:17 says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written. It is written. Now, this is the good part. We don't have to worry about doing nothing to somebody who do something else. Guess what? Because God said vengeance belongs to him. He going to take care of it. You don't have to worry. You don't have to say, well, you know, that woman at the bank, she look at me cross-eyed every time when I go in there. Don't worry about it. God's going to take care of it. Yeah, my aunt or my uncle, they spoke to me sharp and mean and cruel. Don't you worry. God's going to take care of it. He know. He know all of our hearts. So we got to say, Lord, I forgive her. I forgive him. I forgive them. Beloved, never, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, see that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone, to everybody. So you know what? We got to just remember to do good to everybody. No, don't worry about what they do to you, because God's going to repay all of that. God know what he's doing. Don't you worry. God know the heart of every human being. He knows. He said vengeance belongs to him. So look, you don't even have to keep track of it, because God's going to take care of it. He said, Sister G did that what to you? Don't worry. I'm going to repay her. Don't worry. Look here, God, I can repay her better than you can repay her. Sister G did who? She did who to what? Don't you worry. I'm going to take care of Sister G. So let's everybody forgive everyone who hurt us, everyone who said all manner of evil against us. Let's bless them. Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are you when people insult you, when they persecute you, and when they falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I don't know about you, but I want the Father to bless me. So I'm saying, Lord, if I did anything to anybody deliberately or not knowing, forgive me, Lord. You know, some people say, oh, yeah, she look at me cross-eyed. Next time I see her, I'm going to cross my eyes too. Oh, yeah, they saw me and they looked the other way. Next time I see them, I'm going to look the other way too. You don't know. You know what God said to me one time? He said, Caritha, you misunderstand people most of the time. I said, oh, my God, Jesus, forgive me, Lord Jesus. It is my, you know, it's my desire to understand people. But he said, I misunderstand people most of the time. So, Lord, forgive me. Ephesians 4:32 says, be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Mark 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so Father God also who is in heaven will forgive you for your trespasses. Matthew 6:15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will I forgive you your trespasses. But I thank God that he will forgive us, but we got to forgive other people. You know what? Ain't nobody did more to Christ than I have. I crucified him. I even put the, you know, the nails in his hands again and in his feet. And I'm sure I beat him with many stripes over and over every time I sinned, every time I denied him. Yes, I did. I denied him. Not always with my mouth, but my actions denied him. My actions denied him. You know, when I was younger, I went to the club and people said, what you doing here? You ain't supposed to be in here. Don't you? They look here. I'm telling my people didn't even know me. They knew I was a child of God. What you doing in the nightclub? They knew I didn't belong there. And I crucified the Lord again. Said a few choice words. Yep. Crucified him again. Did things I wasn't supposed to do. I crucified him again. So, yeah, I'm guilty. So I'm going to pray a prayer of forgiveness for all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. As someone said, I'm the chief of sinners, and I ask you to forgive me every time I offended somebody, every time I hurt my brother, my sister that I went to church with, every time I hurt my friend, my sister I was born with, my brother I was born with. Forgive me, Lord God. Lord, remove malice, hatred, envy, strife out of our hearts. Fill us with the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, love and joy and peace and gentleness and temperance and meekness and faith. And Lord, forgive us, Lord. Let forgiveness rule and reign in us, oh God. Lord, sometimes we try. We'll say, oh, I forgave him. Then we see him again and that little thing come in our heart again. Forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us. Cleanse us. Cleanse us, oh God, so that we might serve you better. Cleanse our hearts, Lord. It is our desire that when we stand before you, you're the judge. We got to go to your courtroom. And when we arrive in your courtroom, Lord God, we want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So I thank God for each of you all coming on. You know what? A lot of times people do things, they don't even know they've done them. So you go to him and you say, listen, that kind of offended me when you said that. Or I saw you downtown, but you didn't speak to me. And they go like, where I saw you? My mind was on my husband. My mind was on my children. My mind was on what I had to do. I didn't even see you. Well, you looked straight in my eyes, but I did not see you. So sometimes we misunderstand human beings. We have to forgive each other. So I thank God for you. I unmuted the lines. Anybody have anything they want to say? We're going to be closing out in a few minutes, but we're going to have prayer. Yes?
Sister Jean, this is Sister Lainey.
Right.
I just want to say, okay. I want to just thank you for the words. That was just so needed right now. Just want you to be in prayer for us. My church and my brother's church, I serve both of them Sunday morning, and that has, going back to the service beginning for Sunday in May, there's a conflict in time, and I need God to touch that situation and to put the schedule where I can still do both. I went to my brother's church at 9, okay. And I went to my 10:35. I need God to adjust the time so I can serve both of them and fulfill my obligation to help my brother in God as God build his ministry and to be on the job where I'm hired at my church, but it's more than a hire, it's a family church. So I just need your prayers on that God will adjust the time and the heart of those involved who make decisions so that it won't interfere with me completing what's in my heart, and that's to serve my church and to serve my brother in ministry. I need your prayers.
Gotcha. All right. Anybody else? We're going to be praying for our babies, too, but anybody else? Anyone want to comment on the message that I gave?
Sister G, well, I'm saying there's an era of forgiveness that needs to be that addressed that's going to help this resolution. That's why I was saying your message is so huge. I just appreciate it so much. It helps me.
Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Gloria Dean, I thank God for the message of forgiveness because I think about the fact that we say we want to see Jesus when he comes, and this is great, and we do want to see Jesus, but we have to come to a state of repentance and forgiveness. We have to forgive, and it doesn't matter what the person did. Some of us have done some terrible situation what people have done first, but he said we got to forgive, and therefore God will forgive us. He said if we don't forgive, he will not forgive us. And so therefore it's so important to forgive whether the people are dead or alive. Forgive them. Praise God. So forgiveness is so important. In this time of time, as Jesus is coming back, it's more important to teach and continue to teach this, teach about forgiveness. Thank you. Thank you for the lesson.
Yeah, thank God that Jacob, you know, Esau forgave Jacob. So, you know, he did some stuff to him. Someone else?
Yeah.
Yes, Sister G. This is Sister Vivian. I was talking the whole while, but my phone on mute. I thank God for that lesson on forgiveness, because that's one thing I stand on. If you remember, I also wrote a chapter about that in my book on forgiveness. It's something that I had to deal with like all my life, from a childhood up, learning how to forgive. I have sister-in-laws that have not forgiven me, but they don't want it. At least one of my sister-in-laws told me last year she'll never forgive me. And what I did, I don't know. But I love them all. And I did go to her and try to reconcile with her, but she said she'll never forgive me. So I can't do nothing about that if she can't. But I still love her anyway. I know that sometimes that we may get on each other's nerve because we are a family, me and my family. We are a family of laughter and teasing. And I know sometimes we goes a little bit too far in teasing each other, and the sister-in-laws don't understand that part of us. So I asked the Lord many times to forgive me of that. But my brother, he don't stop. He's a deep teaser. And but it's a part of us from our dad that came up, a generational curse. So it's not that we have anything against them to hurt them. It's just our nature. But I do ask for forgiveness daily on my sins. Amen. I look at myself.
Amen. Anybody else?
I concur with the lesson on forgiveness. It's a process of forgiveness, but I'm reminded that in spite of things that have been done to you, forgiveness not only benefits the other person, but it benefits you even the more because you get rid of a lot of things. But when you hold on to bitterness, it can cause a lot of a lot of toxicity. And one of the things that we want to rid ourselves of is toxic, be it natural or spiritual. So I concur with the lesson on forgiveness.
Yes. I've even been told that sometimes people have sicknesses in their body because they hold unforgiveness. And so I said, Lord, Any unforgiveness in me, please remove it, because I do not want to be sick. I want to be healthy. I want to be well.
Anybody else? It can be toxic. That's what I meant to suggest. It can be toxic and cause unhealthy things.
Yeah, your body, yeah. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Brian, Sister G. That was it was an amazing message, and I think forgiveness is it's a hard thing, which I think that's why Jesus in the Bible talks about it so much, because when you think about just people interacting on the day to day, you don't realize just how much we go through. You know, things that we may be holding against people, and sometimes they're not even visible. They may be things that are, like, hidden, and then they just come up, and other people have the same thing, which are, like you were saying before, like, we'll, in some ways, we may offend people without even knowing that we offended them. And
right.
Just wanted to say that it's a process, but it's something that we all have to have to walk in constantly and get better at.
Right. You are so correct, Brother Brian. You know, one of my pastors said this one time. He said, the greater the pain. You know, we as children of God go through pain. He said, the greater the power. The greater the adversity, the greater the reward. The greater the struggle, the greater the victory. The greater the trial, the greater the triumph. So, you know, I hear people say sometimes, you know, the Bible say I got to love them. That don't mean I got to like them. Love and like is all in the same compartment. So we can't divide it up. Now, like Sister Vivian said, sometimes people do things that we don't like, and we tell them, you know, look here, sister, look here, brother. I ain't like it because you stepped on my left toe. And sometimes they'll say, oh, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize it. And sometimes they'll say, I should have stepped on both of them. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, but sometimes, especially, you know, I knew a pastor one time, and he still lives in Georgia. I mean, the church members hated him so bad that they burned his house. They did all kinds of things. Threatening him, calling, threatening him and his wife. I mean, this man went through, oh, Jesus. It was like hell on earth. But he forgave them. He forgave every one of them. I'm telling you, some people can go through some things. Now, you know, I'm sure Jesus' mother, Mary, she could have got bitter when she said, look here, they crucified my child, my firstborn. But you know what? She knew the plan of God on his life. And sometimes our children go through things, and we go like, wait a minute, I'm going to go up to that school, and I'm going to tell that teacher off, or I'm going to do what, No, sometimes our children have to go through certain things because of the call of God on their lives. Sometimes we have to go through certain things because of the call of God on our lives. He said, look here, did you consider my servant, Caritha Gantlin? Job, I went through a Job situation. He said, where you going? When throwing the earth, you consider my servant, Caritha Gantlin? Yeah, but don't you harm her. Don't you kill her. So we got to go through some things, but God is with us. And while we're going through these things, you know, Job forgave his friends. And when he forgave his friends, he got healed instantly. He was going through so much. He lost 10 children, lost the house, wife was against him, friends was against him. But when he forgave his friends, he got healed. So there's benefit in forgiving. All right, now Sister Laney asked for a special prayer concerning the conflict of time and conflict in the church. So, and that's where the conflict is, because people say, well, look here, I know conflict come on my job, but in my church, look here,
I don't care where you are. You can't run. You can't hide. You're going to go through something. Every human being. The word of God says, man born a woman have many troubles in a few days. So we got to go through trouble. But it's how we perceive what we're going through that will set us free. And we say, look here, this is a trial. Trials come, why? To make us stronger. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But through it all, we get stronger and stronger. Our spiritual muscles get stronger. So I'm going to ask Sister Zelana, did you hear the request that Sister Laney made about concerning the conflict of time through the two churches she ministered to and the conflict that's going on at the church? Can you pray for her?
I did hear her, but I couldn't capture all of it. So I'm just going to pray for a conflict that relates to forgiveness. Is that in the right order?
And time. She has a time problem also, getting from one church to the other, because she ministers in music, and they have a one she has to be at a certain time, and the other that's a lapse of time. So both of those things.
Hallelujah. So, Father God, you've heard the request of my sister, and, Lord God, we're just going to submit it to you, Lord God, knowing that her timing, Lord God, is your timing. For you are time, Daddy. You are an on-time God, as the song says. You're never late. You're never too early. You're on time. So, Father, I thank you for working it out already in the name of Jesus. The question has been asked, and, Lord God, as we ask it and we submit it to you and we knock on the door, we know that according to your word, Lord God, you're able to perfect everything that concerns her. So, Lord, I thank you for perfecting the situation that concerns Minister Laney and her timing. I thank you, Lord God, that redemption lies in your hand concerning that. I thank you, Lord God, that you've also rescued been a rescue and a help to anything that concerns her concerning the timing and the churches, Lord God. I thank you that because they are the body of Christ, Lord God, many members but one body, I thank you, Lord God, that they will realize even the more that each part of the body plays a major role. And, Lord God, all of them have to come together to make a body. And each of them has their strategic place, Lord God. Lord, the hand has his function. The toe has his function. Even the baby toe, Lord God, has its function. So I thank you that it will be divinely aligned according to Scripture, Lord God. It will be divinely set up, Lord God, according to the correct timing in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I submit it to you, Lord God. And, Father, I'm thanking you in advance for helping her to walk through the process, Lord God, as she has surrendered this to you, Lord God. We renounce any form of rebellion that would try to come up in any shape, form, or fashion. And, Lord God, we put aside all our own desires, Lord God, and submit to the will of God concerning this situation. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Laney, can you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser, and can you close this out?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful that you, God, you are God, that you Lord over us, and we find so much solace in just knowing the grace of you, the mercy of you, and the favor of you, but most of all, the rest of you. There are your shalom, God, your spirit, the peace that you bring. And we receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you for Sister G and this beautiful array of men and women that meet together to know more about you, to draw ourselves nearer to you so we can do the work of the ministry. We lift up our special sweet children, Father, by name, Chloe and
Chloe Kaiser.
I thank you, Father, that you're already, Lord, in their presence right now, You've already been working the miraculous things in their behalf. So we thank you, Father, that you're bringing them to wholeness in Christ Jesus and wholeness also in their bodies, that they, you will raise them up, that they will be witnesses that the power of prayer worked on their lives when they were young, and now they're able to do massive work for the kingdom of God. We thank you for every man and woman on this line, God, that all of our heart's desire will be what you have purposed in us, that we'll be about the business of following after your heart, your desire for us, God. We so love you. We appreciate you. Appreciate this day. We also, God, give you praise and glory for the women who are mothers and the man who had a mother, and all of us as women, that we have the nature of what a woman, the spiritual mother, a woman, the physical mother. We bless, God, all the efforts that we've done, and we lift up all the children that we've served, and we ask, God, that we just speak the blood of Jesus over them right now, and thank you for the benefits of that union and that fellowship, that you're bringing more and more together virtues of things that they can do for the body of Christ. Thank you for that intimacy with them, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this wonderful class today, this wonderful fellowship, and we ask, God, that you would dismiss us from this this experience, but never from your presence. It is in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, God, for answered prayers that were brought forth concerning my situation with my churches, that you are already working it out, and it's already done in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for unspoken desires from those on the line that didn't share things that they're concerned about, that you, too, are having their situation. So we just love you, God, that you are God who answers prayer. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to make a special request. Thank you so much, Minister Laney. I want to make a special request. The babies that we call their names, they're less than 2 years old. Baby Chloe, they've all had liver transplants, and they're less than 2 years old. Baby Kaiser, I got a picture of him. He's taken chemo, and he's had cancer twice. So he's a fighter. He has a great call upon his life. So we're asking Amen. That you pray for those babies every day. If you could write them down, pray for the babies, because they need a lot of prayer. They're at a special hospital. Baby Zoe, Chloe, she lives here in Jacksonville, but she has to go back and forth to the hospital. So we're asking God to heal those babies. Amen. Thank you. I love y'all so much. Have a great Amen. Day. God-filled day, God-filled week, month, year. Praise the Lord. Like, lost your mind. I love each one of you, and thank you.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless y'all, too. Amen.